Proclamation number 4144 of 15th of October, 1947. Activity and ability of the being in the state of constraint. Even the most inconspicuous creature on earth enjoys God's love and care, for it emerged from his power of love and is eternally inseparably united with him. But it also has a purpose of existence to fulfill, and that is why it was given life, be it as a human being or an animal, in a free state or in a state of constraint. Every creature is assigned a task which it must fulfill. If it now fulfills this task, then it becomes free from the respective form and can re-embody itself in a higher form. Thus every creature has to carry out an activity which, however, always differs from the previous one, because different abilities have to be developed, which certainly repeat themselves in the course of infinitely many embodiments, but are always adapted to the being's degree of development. Before the embodiment as a human being, the activity of those creatures is subject to God's will and therefore takes place in a certain regularity, which is why the same abilities are always characteristic of the creatures, which then mark the being in a form. And thus there are infinitely many forms before the embodiment as a human being, and in each one the being's task is different, and every activity corresponds to the divine will, his unsurpassed wisdom and his greater than great love. It results in the maturing of the creatures, the safe ascent to the height, to the last embodiment as a human being, whose purpose of existence is again the upward development of the soul. And in this last period of development, divine love takes special care of its living creations, which now have to carry out an activity of their own accord, no longer subject to the law of compulsion, but which is always intended to secure the soul's upward development. But every activity as a human being must prove serving love, then it corresponds to God's will and will also be blessed. Now God's love is also constantly turned towards his creatures, and it expresses itself especially in that it creates opportunities for the human being where he can carry out a serving activity. Every earthly work is such an opportunity, and the spiritual development of a human being is also according to how he views his work, always dependent on the degree of love which inspires the human being during his activity. But divine will ends the earthly life of every soul at a time determined by him in his wisdom in order to then transfer the being, whether perfect or imperfect, into the spiritual kingdom, where it will continue to be cared for by his love and also now has to be active in serving love in order to become perfect and to finally find union with God as its aim, which is the only purpose of every being on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.